Hey guys, we're coming to you from a new location this week, the mountain air of Colorado. It's been great and inspiring, and I'm super excited about our guest today. Coming up is an interview with the founder of the international movement, Black is Beautiful. Black is Beautiful comes in a can, but it wasn't just crafted to appeal to our taste buds, if you will. It was meant to be shared for inspiration and perhaps jolt some enlightenment so that we can talk and have conversation about the world we live in today and maybe more importantly, the world that we want to live in tomorrow. So I hope you all crack open one and sit back, relax, and enjoy my interview with Marcus Baskerville, the founder of Weathered Souls Brewing Company, and more importantly, the creator, the man behind Black is Beautiful.
Gotta get it how it goes now. You gotta take it off the nose. It's off the nose. Gotta get back in control now. They stop believing in ourselves. It's off the nose.
Hey guys, today's show is brought to you by StoryWorth. Unique gift like nothing else. $20 off when you use the URL /off the nose. Check it out. Plexiderm. Plexiderm is a serum that will make you tight for up to 10 hours. I promise. 67% off. Guys, yeah, you too. Check it out. Meal Enders. Are you doing a little too much snacky snacking these days? Stop the cravings, stop overeating, pop a lozenge, 20% off when you use /off the nose. How about Warby Parker? Do you need to change it up a little bit? I'm telling you, you do. Warby Parker, awesome vintage inspired prescription glasses, 5 pairs, 5 days free trial when you go to /off the nose.
You know, I came across you because of the Black is Beautiful. That's how I found it. And so I was like, this is super cool. And it's a interesting time right now. So I was like, let's talk about beer and let's talk about this. I think you've created a national movement, I mean, of some sorts, and it's pretty interesting. So anyway, I wanted to talk beer all together. So I know you founded the brewery with, your partner, but you are the brewmaster of the two, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And so what's that like? I mean, what are the levels of a brewmaster? Do you just get to call yourself a brewmaster? Do you make sure, Marcus? I get to do it myself at home?
I actually come from like, more traditional like training of folks, so honestly I don't call myself a brewmaster. Like I don't have real formal like training per se, you know, like I didn't go to school and receive a certificate and, you know, go through that whole process. Like
does exist, right?
Yeah. So yeah, what I consider to be like a brewmaster is like somebody that's at a level to the point to where they've literally have mastered their craft, right? You can ask them any question and they can answer it for you. And, you know, they know the ins and outs of everything. I'm far from that point.
So is that like a sommelier in wine? I mean, you could taste any beer and be able to tell me exactly what's in it, or?
So there's Cicerones that do that. Yeah. But you know, Master Brewer goes a little bit further than that. So I call myself the head brewer there. You know, I could give myself whatever title I wanted, but I prefer just to call myself the head brewer.
I'll have to ask your partner if you're being modest, but, and I would imagine that there's trending things. And so at some point you get ideas that way too. You don't try to be trendy, but you know, it fits with whatever's going on in the food world.
Mm-hmm. So like during Girl Scout time, we did a Girl Scout event. We did every Girl Scout cookie.
You had a thin mint beer?
We had every Girl Scout cookie.
I love this.
This was the first year that the actual, like, Girl Scout committee officially, like, did a partnership with a place that sells alcohol.
Yeah. Way to branch out. I mean, yeah. That's
so
cool.
We had the Girl Scouts. We had the Girl Scouts out front selling cookies, and then we did all Girl Scout cookie beers, and then had the Girl Scout cookies to pair with them. And
that's fun. Very cool. So do you literally take, I'm going to keep talking about Thin Mints, Marcus, because, man, I could take a whole box of Thin Mints down in no time. Do you actually take Thin Mints and crush them in beer?
So we used about 60 boxes of Thin Mints per,
I love this,
to about 30 gallons of beer.
Wow. Were you on the line, like, cheating a little bit?
Just a little bit. more so with the tag-alongs, though.
With the tag-alongs, okay. Do you think of craft beer as more sophisticated, or how do you think of it?
No, I just think that people that drink, you know, Coors and Bud typically haven't developed their palate. You know, they always say craft beer.
That's a much more PC way to say it. Thank you, Marcus.
Yeah. I just think, you know, a little palate development. You know, I like American light lagers and pilsners and different things like that, but there's certain qualities within some craft beer that you're going to be able to get. And so I think it's just the development of people developing their palates to start liking stuff. Like the first double IPA I ever had, I ended up spitting out and then drank more of the bottle because it was just so bitter that it just literally felt like my tongue was on fire. Right. But now West Coast IPAs are my favorite. I like my favorite style of beer.
Wow.
Or stouts. I used to hate stouts. I mean, and you figure, you know, we're known for stouts. So
right. It's,
you know, it's a transition of palate over the years. And, you know, once people start getting into beer, the more they'll probably open up.
Okay. The Black is Beautiful beer that you're brewing and the initiative, as I understand it, for breweries across the country to produce it as well?
Yes. So what the initiative was a call to all the breweries basically to collaborate together in a beer that supports equality and inclusion. So at this point, it's actually gone worldwide. We're in all 50 states and I think 15 countries at this point.
Holy cow. And so how does that work? They send you something? You literally send them the recipe?
So they go to the blackisbeautiful.beer website where we have all of the information available there. Basically, a breakdown of the initiative. We give some examples of some organizations that they can donate to. The label and the logo is available in a Dropbox for people for download. And then, yes, we also provide a recipe on the website as well, where brewers can go ahead, download the recipe, and then brew the beer. We've even done a homebrew version that was created by Annie Johnson that's available as well, so we can all have all the homebrewers participate.
That's cool. It's a pretty important thing. What ingredients went into Black is Beautiful?
So Black is Beautiful is basically a medium to a full body stout, depending on how long your boil process is and how long, and then additionally what else you add to the beer. But for us, what the stout is going to be is a full body stout with some deep dark chocolate notes. We're actually going to be doing a version with some of our friends locally, Isla Street Brewing. We're doing a pecan, caramel, and sugar cookie version. And then we're also doing another version with Rwandan coffee and hazelnut.
Wow.
So I know
that just sounds amazing.
Yeah, so we're doing three different variations. And then I've also seen a lot of other breweries that have been participating start getting creative with some of their ideas. And so that's basically what we wanted to do, was create a recipe that was open, kind of, so other breweries can get creative and use some of the typical processes that they normally do to make the beer special.
So it's a foundation through a beer, but you're philosophy behind it is a basis of equality. And then what you do with that beer, you can kind of make it your own. Does that fit into sort of how you feel about the whole thing going on in the world right now?
Well, what it was I chose a stout because stouts go basically from a hue of a light brown to a deep, dark black, right? Which are the hues of typical people of color. Yeah. So I just figured that the stout style was kind of perfect and meaningful within the actual physical initiative. But what the initiative itself is basically a call for these breweries to collaborate on this beer and take those proceeds and then donate them locally to organizations that fight police or that help with police brutality reform and legal fees. And so basically within that, you know, I basically didn't want to have control of the money or have anybody donate to one location because I wanted these breweries to start giving back to their communities and start participating in things locally. And then through that, basically, that's going to open up conversation, that's going to open up dialogue, that's going to make breweries, you know, a location within their communities that people feel that they can go to because now they're relating to them. And so this whole initiative basically is to give a foundation for other people in other industries to be able to start getting more into equality and inclusion with Black people and people of color.
It's really interesting because conversation is so often shared over a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or breaking bread. And so I find it fascinating that it's a beer. And over a beer, we should be able to have that kind of conversation. What have the conversations been between you and your partner? Your partner's white, correct?
Yeah. So Mike is Caucasian, but Mike's ex-wife is Black and his kids are Black. So Mike is very understanding of the situation that people of color go through. His son has experienced different things in his lifetime, so Mike's not blind to it in the slightest. So, you know, conversations have always been positive between me and him relating to that stuff. He knows I'm a very prideful Black man myself. He knows my dad very well and the way that my parents raised me. So as far as those conversations have gone, they've always been pretty positive.
That's great. I like your concept, you know, put it back into the community because it is one conversation at a time, over a beer, if you will, but that's really how you're probably going to break it down. I mean, what do you think? What have you heard that you are like, yes, that's what we need?
As far as the beer industry, I've seen some interesting actions and plans that breweries are starting to put into place. So some breweries have started doing internships for people of color. Other breweries are starting to implement equality classes for their employees. So these are all, you know, steps that people can take to, you know, bring that understanding and bring that respect. And that type of training, those type of internships can always filter in other industries, other businesses and stuff like that. So, you know, you have at this point, we're almost at 800 breweries. So, you know, you have almost 800 breweries committing to their community to help, you know, people of color. It's going to make a difference one way because other people are going to start taking notice and hopefully, you know, other industries and other people basically get into form and start trying to participate as well.
Do you think changing minds versus changing policy is the better place to put most focus? It's one conversation at a time?
For the general public, yes. Obviously, you know, there are some policies that need to change that are higher up. But what we can control, obviously, is the ground floor level. And, you know, that's going to take conversation and understanding and respect.
Totally. Yeah. Well, I've really enjoyed talking to you. I'm super excited for you. The Black is Beautiful movement, like I said, mostly why I wanted to talk to you. I love meeting new people and finding out
what your passion is and how you got here. I wish you the most success. I'm going to follow along the initiative and see where that goes. It's pumped worldwide. Come on, Marcus. My God.
Send you some of the beer when it's ready.
Oh, I would love it. Yeah. You're going to have to get a whole new wardrobe. You're going to have to, paparazzi now. My God. This is exciting.
I'm the biggest introvert. So
you just want to make your beer. Yeah.
Exactly.
I get it. I love it. I'd like to come down for the next Girl Scout. I mean, that sounds good.
Send a reminder.
That's super creative. But hey, does everybody call their beer Black is Beautiful?
Yes. So the name of the actual physical beer is Black is Beautiful. It's a preset label, and then they can go ahead and put their logo. There's a spot for them to put their logo on the label.
Way cool. Let's hope that produces a lot of conversation. I think it's going to go beyond beer.
I hope so.
Yeah, I do. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you, and I wish you
continued success. It was a pleasure meeting you. Thank you.
Success. Okay. Bye, Marcus.
We'll talk again. Bye.
Take care. Better change up your perspective. It's